Happy Valentine's Day and Family Day weekend, everyone. Hope you are all feeling the love. Streets Alive Productions and friends certainly were, when they decorated the fence around the fire scene on Peter Street with Valentine's hearts and other decor. We hope it brings a little joy and support to all who are struggling with the loss of the iconic building in downtown Orillia, reads a social media post. Thanks Leslie Fournier and pals, for showing so much love to our arts district. Speaking again of love, Hibernation Arts is having a show, The Love Meet and Greet, for the artists on the guest wall this month. Owner Molly Farkerson gave the guest wall this month to anyone who had a space in the burned-down building, and the wall looks great. Come along to 17 Peter Street S. Between 1 and 4 p.m. this Saturday, meet the artists and enjoy their work. Also Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., bring the kids and come see the Orillia Landscapes Art Exhibit in the Green Room at the Orillia Opera House. The City of Orillia's Art in Public Places Committee is now arranging art exhibits in this room as well, to bring art to everyone. There will be interactive exhibits for the kids too, so it's a great family day weekend event. Do go check it out. Of course, this Thursday to Sunday, Mariposa Arts Theater presents its second batch of the Thanksgiving play shows, at the Orillia Opera House. Sadly, I haven't seen it yet, as we were snowed out of last Friday's show. Fingers crossed we make it there on the replacement day tonight. But I have heard it is fantastic. So, get tickets and go. Not many tickets left at www.orilliaoperahouse.ca. There are a few tickets left for the Leacock Love Story Valentine's Tour this weekend, so check that out and get tickets here. A bit further afield, at Windrush Estate Winery, some familiar names to Orillians are performing a lovely show, February 16th at 3 p.m. Singers Alexandra Tesk and Lillian Brooks, and collaborative pianist Kyung A. Lee will give a beautiful recital for Valentine's weekend. Tickets are $45 and you can get them here. The $45 ticket includes the concert and a reception with Windrush's international award-winning VQA wines, treats, and meet the artists. Guests under 19 or over 90 are free. Part of the proceeds help empower underserved kids using the arts at www.youthleadarts.com. There is a Valentine's dance at 201 Grill and Game Bar, with DJ to the Max, Friday at 8 p.m. Next Thursday, Dwayne Gretzky is coming to the Orillia Opera House. You know how good they are, so get your tickets now at www.orilliaoperahouse.ca. Mariposa Folk Festival announced its lineup this week and it's a real goodie. Lots of amazing musicians to check out in the 65th iteration of this Grand Dame of Folk Festivals. Get your tickets now at www.mariposafolk.com. Now that the lineup is out, I predict they will sell quickly. A bit of a quiet weekend events-wise, typical for long weekends in our area. Lots of snow for skiing, snowmobiling, and outdoor fun though. No need to go to Quebec for winter this year. Hope everyone's roofs survive this record-breaking snowy season. Have a great week, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.